Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Most, if not all of us, can testify to being lost at some time in our lives. We enter unfamiliar territory, a strange neighborhood, and we are lost. We just can't find our way, and we are not even sure how or who to ask for directions. So what do? We stop for a moment in confusion, or get on our mobile phones and call someone. When you are going through difficult times in your life, that is how it can feel. You know you are lost in a strange place, and the wind and rain of trouble are trying their best to beat you into submission. They want you to give up and feel sorry for yourself. You know that it is not the right thing to do, but you are so lost and confused, you don't remember to call God to ask for directions. Sometimes the words, "Help me, Lord," are in your mind, but you do not hear them leaving your lips. Thanks to our loving Father God, who has given us a guide, someone who will help us for the directions we need. He knows the difficulties, he knows how we feel, and he speaks the language that God understands. If we will depend on him, the Spirit of God will be a prayer partner for us and will help us to overcome some of our prayer problems when we are too confused to pray. He overcomes the problem of prayerlessness, pain, perspective, and powerlessness. Whether you are lost in a difficult situation, or you have lost your will and your way, or if it has been some time since you last prayed, you have a prayer partner in the person of the Holy Spirit. Remember that a partnership takes two. He is there, waiting on you to call. Please join us next week.